Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Rob Parker, Chris Broussard on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports coming up in the third hour of the program.
We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call this number, 1-888-FARMERS, to switch your insurance. And I'm telling you, you can save big money on your car insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone in the next few minutes. So call 1-888-FARMERS right now and start saving today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
All right, we got our good friend Charlie Casserly, former NFL general manager, now an analyst for the NFL Network. He will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we're going to go there right now, Rob, to the NFL. And Deshaun Watson, it seems like we've been talking a lot about Deshaun Watson lately.
Yeah, it's funny when you didn't make the playoffs how much press you get. Oh, I'm sorry.
You are down on Deshaun. My goodness.
Chris, it's too much. I'm like, you know me. I think I love Kurt Flood, what he did to stand up for the rights of players. You know I'm not one of these guys. This just seems to be out of... okay.
Well, I guess you won't like this then. His Instagram account, his official Instagram account with the blue check mark, liked a picture from the New York Post that had this headline: the Jets should do whatever it takes to get Deshaun Watson to New York. And Rob, I read that story, and here's what they said the Jets should offer to the Texans. This sounds like a lot. Look, I'm in agreement. The Jets should go all in to try to get Deshaun Watson. But here's what they said they should offer. 3 first-round picks, including this year's number 2, and Sam Darnold. And look, they got 18 picks over the next 2 years. But, you know, 3 first-round, I'm giving you Sam Darnold. They might not want Darnold. Maybe they would use that number 2 pick on a quarterback themselves, but we'll see. But that was the article. He liked it, or at least his account did, if somebody else runs it. What are your thoughts, though? I mean, you began. Go ahead and continue.
I'm first of all, if I'm the Texans, I'm looking for a deal. This has gotten to the point to me where it just seems kind of it's gotten off the rails. You're getting away from football. All this other talk about the organization, him not having confidence in the organization, it's bad. It's going to be bad to try to get people to come, you know, and people to when a guy is bad-mouthing an organization that he's still a part of and taking their money. But here's the other part. Deshaun Watson is talking out of both sides of his mouth. Because he says he has no confidence in the Houston Texans, but he wants to go to the Jets. The Jets have been a disaster in the front office, Chris, for a long time. Adam Gase was hired from their own division. What? They've had a musical merry-go-round of general managers. That organization is where you're liking that you want to go? Hello? Deshaun Watson, can I give you some NFL history? The Jets haven't won a Super Bowl, Chris, since...
Joe Namath.
No.
1969.
Since, what do you say? I say too much. The Jets haven't won a Super Bowl since.
Oh. You got so many since. Moby Dick was a guppy.
Yes! That's how long it's been. 1973. When sports writers covered that Super Bowl against the Baltimore Colts, they used typewriters. That's the franchise you want to go to? That's the one you have confidence in?
Wasn't it 69?
Huh?
You said 1973.
I was thinking of the Knicks. I'm sorry. Okay. 69.
It's been so long for all the New York teams.
Yes. I was thinking of the Knicks because they've both been a long time. But that's what I mean, Chris. I don't get this. This doesn't make sense to me. You're going there even though they have already a coach and a GM in place? You don't have any say in that? I just do not understand. And I'm not saying, Chris, out of common courtesy, right? If they were going to hire a new producer on our show, Rob G was going to some lame AM station.
Remember, he almost left us.
Four call letters.
He wanted to leave us,
you know,
a year or two
Yeah,
ago.
He almost left us.
He had his bags packed.
Right. And then Chris was happy when it didn't happen. Oh, was that me? I think that was me.
I was happy too. What are you talking about?
I wanted the
best for him. It would have been
nice
comeback.
No doubt.
But
I'm my point is, it doesn't make, like, his narrative doesn't make sense if he's open to going to the Jets. That's all. There's a lot of teams, Chris, better organizations, better chances to win, whatever you want to say. But to say that the Texans, which have made, Houston, which has made the playoffs four of the last 6 years, is a bad place and the leadership is terrible because they didn't tell you what they were doing in the front office hire. And you know what? I will be the first one. If they told them they were going to do that, keep
well,
your
they
word.
Did.
Okay?
They did tell
okay?
him.
I keep
Not
your word.
Not that he was going to make the hire, but you know, they
okay,
tell him they were going to discuss it with
him. But to get your panties in a bunch and to be all worked up and then to be cryptic and to leak out all this stuff and badmouth the organization off the record, it's bad. That's bad leadership. I don't want that guy leading my team. I don't care how talented he is. This approach is bad. If you don't want to be there, be a man, stand up and say, I don't want to be there. And then they'll make a decision. I always told you, Chris, I don't want anybody who doesn't want me. If you don't want, that's why I'm divorced. I don't want anybody who doesn't want me. And if you don't want to be on the team, let's just be honest. We got to move on. I'm not going to force you to like me. I'm not going to force you to buy in. Pat Riley said it, and to this day, I think it's one of the best sayings ever in sports. Either you're in or you're out. There's no other way about it. And right now, to me, Deshaun Watson is out. And if I'm the Texans, I'm looking for a deal.
Well, I really disagree with you, Rob. I disagree with you totally. I think, first of all, there's just looking at it black and white, I think that's how you're looking at it. But when you really dig underneath the surface and read all the stuff that's out there, okay, Deshaun went to the front office like, hey, the owner, I want to have a say. You know, I want to be consulted on the direction of the franchise, GM, coach, all that. Reportedly, he went on behalf of the team. Like a lot of the players voted like, hey, Deshaun's our leader. He's the future of the franchise. We want you to be the one to go to them. Because they see it's not just Deshaun. They all see DeAndre Hopkins being traded. They all see Jadeveon Clowney being traded. You know, they all see Jack Easter being, who I don't know from Adam, but he's risen from being a chaplain in New England to being running football operations, essentially.
Chris, he's a man of the cloth. Why do you have a problem if he's a football executive?
But that doesn't mean he knows football because he's a man of the cloth.
No, but that doesn't mean he doesn't know football either because he's a man of the cloth. So why would you bring up him being a chaplain? There are guys, the new GM in Detroit started out in the public relations department of the Rams or whatever it was.
Well,
he was a PR guy. He was a flack. All right, that doesn't mean he knows football. It don't matter where you came from. You do your due diligence.
Here's the other thing. And this shows you to me what type of person Deshaun Watson is. All right, there was a fan that followed the Texans to a game and held up a sign that said, Jack Easterby, this is the chaplain, Jack Easterby, chaplain or charlatan? Because there's all types of reports about how he has destroyed the franchise and all that. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what's being reported. And a fan had Jack Easterby, chaplain or charlatan, huge sign by the field, right? Deshaun Watson goes up to him and says, hey, Why don't you stop holding that sign up? It's disrespectful. So that's the type of guy Deshaun Watson is. Rob, you remember the talk about Deshaun Watson coming out of college. Dabo Swinney said he's going to be the next Michael Jordan, the Michael Jordan of football. People raved about his character. I think this is a guy of high character, but he sees misstep after misstep after misstep with this franchise. He sees them telling me one thing and doing another. He sees them hiring Tony Dungy and Andre Johnson and a whole firm to hire the GM. They give you two candidates of color for the finalists, and they hire a guy who wasn't even on anybody's list. Because
Chris,
Jack Easterby wanted him.
But that doesn't mean that that's the wrong hire. It doesn't. And just
nobody
because,
knows.
No, wait a minute.
You lied to Deshaun.
No, come
why
on, man.
Did you even bring in Dungy and Andre
because
Johnson
you can
and all
bring
these
in
guys?
People. You can bring in people to spread the net. It don't mean that you have
they
to take the recommendation.
It was two guys that
but
hired.
It doesn't mean you have to hire anybody from that list. That's
right.
Not an automatic. Otherwise,
you're
Chris,
right. It doesn't.
There would be no decision. You would say, let them pick the GM. That's not what that is. That's because you want to But you want to take a look at other people, but that doesn't mean that when you make a recommendation that they automatically hire from that.
I don't think Deshaun wasn't as even going to be that involved, but I think he wanted the firm that recommended two men of color, that recommended, you know, five other candidates or three other candidates. They had a top five, and they go out of the box and hire a guy who's close to Jack Easterby. This is what I think he's seeing. As far as the Jets, I do think the Jets should go all in. They got the number two pick. What, you're not getting anybody with the number two pick who's going to be better than Deshaun Watson? You're not. So if you get Deshaun Watson out of this draft, you have hit a home run. And maybe he's a guy that wants to be in New York. I've heard analysts and insiders say he spends a lot of time in New York. He's a big personality. He's a leader. He's mature. He seems like he could handle New York. And I think you're right. The Jets obviously haven't won much. But Robert Saleh is one of the coaches that reportedly he wants to play for. Everybody raves about Robert Saleh, the defensive coordinator from San Francisco. And Joe Douglas, I'm not down on him, the GM for the Jets. Heck, he hired Saleh. Maybe he's a good GM. And so they've hired new people. These aren't the same guys stumbling around that they have been in the past
decade.
Same decades.
Ownership, just like in Detroit. They've hired 150 people of the same ownership. And, Chris, my only point, though, is that what happens, this is why if I'm the Jets, I'm not happy. What happens if the Jets? Are too – Yeah. If the Jets get Deshaun and they're 2-14 and some things don't work out, then he'll be bad mouthing our organization, saying how he doesn't want to be here. What? I mean, why not?
This is one time. It's not like he was a problem at Clemson. It's not like he was a problem. He wasn't. I'm telling you,
but how do I know that?
I don't think that's his character.
But how do you know that? Houston's been to the playoffs 4 out of 5 years, Chris, until this year. So you're saying that. But they were going to the playoffs.
When they traded away his best receiver, he
didn't even make a fuss about it.
No, my point is he didn't make a fuss about it. No, Brady would be upset if they traded away Gronk when they were together in New England?
Chris,
yes.
Chris,
you think Peyton Manning would have been
upset? It happens in the NFL all the time.
If they trade away Marvin Harrison?
It happens in the NFL all the time. Then you know what they do?
No, it doesn't.
The Patriots,
they trade away your best wide receiver, your quarterback. Name
the Patriots refuse to pay anybody. They let a lot of players go who never got paid. Philadelphia let players go to get paid, Chris. It happens around the league. It's the way the league is set
you're
up.
Way, you're reading this wrong on Deshaun, I think. I mean, I this is a high character guy, and the way that organization has been run is not high character. So I
totally
don't mind
disagree. If you ask most fans, would you take an organization to win, go to the playoffs 4 out of 6 years, the 1 year that they missed the playoffs, It's a bad organization. Why did you sign a contract with them?
He's not the only one saying that,
he could have forced his way out of there, Chris. Why would he sign a contract with people he don't trust?
Get the money.
No.
He was committed last year.
Sit to the side and say, I don't want to be here. I want you to trade me, and I'll sign with a new team. He could have done that.
Nah,
why not?
Nah.
Yes, he could have. He wanted the money. That's why.
It
didn't bother him.
It was all good a year ago.
No, he didn't bother him then.
No, he was in.
But yeah, it wasn't that because he got paid.
Since then?
People get big britches once they get paid. That's how it is.
I'm shocked that you're going along with this because this is nothing but the good old boy network. And just like Tony Dungy said last night, Deshaun is pushing back on it. This dude, Easterby, I'm glad he's a man of God. Praise the Lord. But that don't mean he can run a football team.
And it doesn't
Look
mean that he can. And it doesn't mean that he
you
can,
gotta
Chris.
Get qualifications,
it doesn't
Rob.
Mean that it can.
So
what?
Why don't they just hire somebody off the street? Because it don't mean that dude can't do it either. Why don't they just go into the nearby accounting firm and hire him to run the team? He'll do it. Do well.
Guys come from all walks of life to run teams. Fred Clair ran the Dodgers. He was a sports writer. There have been people, Chris, of all kinds of walks who have, you just said it before, Jerry Krause was a baseball scout, and he became the Bulls general manager. And you know what? Yeah, it was bad, but they won 6 championships. So don't make it like it's an automatic formula.
Because of Jerry Krause? Or because of Michael Jordan?
But Jerry Krause was a part of it. He made deals.
You could have been the GM and they were going to win 6 championships.
It ain't automatically. He made the trade for Scottie Pippen.
You go from being a scout?
You cannot do that.
For in baseball to being the GM of
it
a basketball
worked.
Team, you going to defend
worked.
That?
It worked,
That's
Chris.
The good old boy
it
network.
Worked.
It worked.
Worked
because Rod Thorne drafted Michael Jordan. That's why it worked. That's why it worked. You know it and I know it. That's why Jordan's the GOAT. And I'll give you, Krause was a good GM. I'm not going to rip him. But he also was part of the reason that team fell apart, maybe prematurely. All right, what do you think? Heated conversation.
No, it's just 877-99 Chris ripping a man
Fox.
Of the cloth. You better mark this down in Odd Couple history.
Yeah, mark it down. I'm not ripping him for his character. I'm ripping him for how is he running a football team? Because he went to seminary? That's not in the qualifications.
And Chris, your timeline, he also signed that extension after they got rid of Hopkins. So if he was so bothered Hopkins,
I'm saying
he didn't have to stay there.
He wasn't that. He handled it like a man. He didn't like that you give away his best receiver, but he was ready to move on. He even said himself, I was at a 2. Now I'm at a 10. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Deshaun Watson. Is he bugging or is he right to one out? Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You're tuned in to the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. All right, let's get to you. 877-99 on Fox. You upset with Deshaun Watson for wanting out of Houston? Or is he doing the right thing? Your turn.
All right, don't forget Trash Talking Tuesday in the final hour coming up as well. Let's kick it off with Ray. In Seattle, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ray?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. Chris, I love the passion. I can't be mad with Deshaun Watson just because an organization is built on culture, and the culture and excellence is built from the top down. There hasn't been a good coach over there to make sure that that culture and those guys thrive. And on top of that, with Deshaun Watson looking in the future, with Jacksonville getting a new coach, the number one draft pick, the Colts one piece away from getting better in the playoffs. The Titans are going to be there forever. It's time to get out of that division and go someplace where he can succeed.
Heck, the Colts might not be a bad landing spot. Frank Reich, I think that's pretty good right there. But, I'm with it. Take control of his career. I like it.
Keith in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Keith?
I'm rocking with Uncle Chris, man. I think that the issue is that the NFL wants you to toe the line. They want you to accept the status quo. This guy was told he was going to be a part of something, and they reneged. It's their fault. It's their fault that this issue exists. He has every right to warn out. They have failed at every level as far as how the organization is ran. They
but
got
he's going
rid of
to the Jets, Keith. But he's going to the Jets. He wants to go to the Jets. That. Come on,
he's
Keith. That
Miami's
doesn't even make any sense.
Too.
And
Miami's
what happens if he goes too. Somewhere and their star defensive player says, you know what, I want out of here. Or Deshaun Watson is involved or says, hire this guy, and it doesn't work out. Now what? Are you going to be the one to say, Deshaun Watson shouldn't have put his 2 cents in? Deshaun Watson shouldn't have asked for that. I just think it opens up a can of worms that you don't want to deal with as an organization. Things happen. Guys that you might want to hire don't work out. I just think I'm not saying that they can't go to him and ask him for his opinion.
That's all he's but asking that, for, right?
No, I don't think he
wants to hire the coach.
I just think
or the GM.
Well, he was all mad about a GM. I just don't understand players wanting to hire a GM, Chris. I don't. A coach and his philosophy, yes. A GM,
you think Deshaun Watson wanted the final word on the GM? You really think that?
Well, that's what got him all bent out of shape. He planted stories and let people know he was upset.
I think he was upset.
It was over the GM.
Because of the process. Why hire a firm? Why ask Tony Dungy
Chris,
and Andre Johnson
come on,
to get involved?
You're not that
Why?
Naive. Come on.
No, you're not that naive. I
you're
can't
naive
believe you're going
that.
With, siding
nah.
with that team.
No, nah, I'm just talking about... That's not how things
that was
work.
All for looks.
That could be,
it's like
that
you
could
talked
be a recommendation.
When they
it could
bring
be a
in a black, it's like
nah,
you've talked about
I'm
when they bring in a
that.
Black coach. Just
everybody
for,
doesn't get
just
hired
just to meet the Rooney Rule.
No, every,
they
no,
bring, they do that
I'm
all
not
the
into
time.
That.
This
That's
is
totally
this
different.
Is what this is what they did. It was
no,
the same
no,
thing.
It ain't
they
the
hired
same
the
thing.
Search firm. They talked
no,
to Dungy and Andre Johnson.
They don't
just
hire
to
no.
save face.
No, they
and
don't.
They knew it.
They didn't
they
have
were
to do that
all along.
Chris, they could
have
done a token interview.
To
Why
it.
Did they have to do that? They didn't have to go through
to
that step.
To save face.
No,
they
didn't have
they
to
did
do
need
that.
To talk to some minorities.
That is not how. That is not how. That was not a minority committee just for a minority candidate. You
no,
said the final
they,
two
you
happened
had
to
have
be.
Some of them be candidates.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that would have been automatically the recommendation. My
that was
point
the
is,
save face, man.
My point is that's not how it's done. Everybody who's recommended from a
that's
committee does not get
Houston.
Hired. It doesn't happen.
Of course not. Nobody's saying that. All right.
That's what you're
we got our man
like.
Charlie Casserly coming up next. We'll get into this with him. And so much more around the NFL. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS right now, and you could save a whole lot of something, money on auto insurance. He is one of our favorite guests. He's a former NFL general manager, now an analyst for the NFL Network. We welcome in Charlie Casserly. Charlie, how are you?
Good evening, man. Good to be with you.
Good to have you on, as always. Let's start in Houston. There are reports all over the place that Deshaun Watson wants out. How do you think the Texans should handle this?
Don't trade him.
Really?
Don't trade him. Now, we've seen a trend of these things ending up in a trade, all right? And so I wouldn't trade him. We don't know where – I mean, I don't know where the thing is right now. I mean, I've heard the same things he wants out. He wanted certain change to the organization. It didn't happen. I was told he's very upset about that. They didn't hire a coach yet, so that doesn't mean they haven't, quote, consulted him, and I'm not sure what that means. I thought the owner was quoted that they have communicated recently. So I'm not sure what that means either. But I wouldn't trade him. I'm not sure what your value. I'm not sure what you're going to replace him with.
Charlie, here's my issue. I don't have a problem with management, talking to a star player, getting some input. But once you open up a can of worms that this guy's disparaging the organization, says, I mean, not directly, but through other people and quotes that are coming out, that he doesn't trust the leadership and the ownership. It didn't stop him from signing a contract extension with them. That for all the Texans' mistakes, they've made the playoffs 4 out of the last 6 years, but he's on Instagram liking him going to the Jets, which haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969. And to me, it's just too much. And if I could move on from a guy who's not interested or doesn't want to be a part of the organization, I don't want that guy. I don't care how talented he is. I want somebody who buys in, who's a part of the organization, who's going to give his best and believe in what we're doing. If not, to me, you're a part of the problem.
Yeah, you've made a very strong argument, very strong points, and they're all very good. I would say this. I'd like to know what exactly is being said there. And so sometimes things get tempered over a period of time. Now, yes, they were in the playoffs four times, and then they fired the coach who got them to the playoffs now.
Right.
Okay. So, is Jack Easterby, who seems to be in the headlines an awful lot, was not involved in any of those playoff trusts. I guess he was involved in the one the year ago, but I'm not sure what he did to help him be in the playoffs.
Right.
So, and he seems to be at the center of a lot of this. So, I get what you're saying. I'm not there. And usually when you have one of these things, it doesn't end well if you trade the player. And I've seen times before you ride it through and it comes out good. I think a lot will happen. A lot could depend on who the head coach is and the respect that Watson has. Everything I've ever heard about Watson is great.
Right.
Okay? So, and I know Andre Johnson is because I drafted him and know him very well. So obviously there's something in there that really bothers two people that are doing something that doesn't align with their character on saying things in the past.
Here's my other thing. I just want a quick follow-up, Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, now it's Deshaun Watson, I say. J.J. Watt's your best defensive player. I want say, too. I want to tell you who should be the defensive coordinator. I want to tell you what scheme we should run. I mean, once you do that, you open yourself up to a lot of other situations. That's the part that I don't understand how you're going to run as an organization once you give a player carte blanche like that.
Okay. Well, to me, it's a two-part answer then. The first part is about, trading the player don't want to be there. Let me say this. Let's not talk about theory here. Let's talk practice. I was a general manager for 16 years. Never drafted a player, never traded for a player, and went and asked somebody on the team what they thought.
Right.
I worked with Bobby Bethard for a number of years. I don't think he ever, years in Washington, I cannot ever remember him going to a player and asking, quote, their permission or their advice to acquire another player. So sometimes a coach might inform a player, hey, this is what we're going to do. Don't ask them about it. But we may say, because it's going to be controversial, but this is what we're going to do and why we're going to do it. So,
Charlie, Tom Brady's got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFC Championship game. And look, the stats weren't spectacular, but he looks to me like he's throwing the ball extremely well. Yeah, he missed some passes. There's no doubt about that. But is it crazy to think? I mean, he looks like he's got a few years left. Like, he doesn't look anywhere near the end to me. Am I crazy for saying that?
No. He doesn't. He's gotten better as the season goes on, which if you listen to everybody there, and sometimes we don't because we don't know. They're predicting the future. They kept talking about familiarity with the system, familiarity with the players, continuity. Brady has brought that up many times about continuity being an advantage. And they've gotten better as the season goes on, which is, now they're finding the system that works. Brady really got hot over the last part of the year throwing the deep ball. I think he's playing outstanding. My experience, now it's a little bit dated, of quarterbacks is when they fall off a cliff.
Right.
Now we've got people playing longer because of, conditioning and, medicine, health, whatever you want to call it, that they are going longer. Now, will he fall off the end of the edge of the cliff? We don't know, but he doesn't look that way right now.
Hey,
right.
Charlie, what did you make of Aaron Rodgers and the Packers against the number one defense, Rams? Were you shocked at almost amassing 500 yards, 32 points? They dominated the defense. Aaron Rodgers wasn't barely touched in the pocket. What did you make of that performance?
Yeah, I mean, I give the Rams credit for what they did. But when I look at their defense and I say, I don't think this is the best defense in football. I don't care what the stats say. So that's number one. Two, you know, Donald, I guess, was injured, so he probably didn't give us his normal game. But the thing about Rodgers, I mean, right now, this guy, whatever he does, he can't miss. And the thing about it is he spreads the ball around, short and deep, great accuracy. I mean, a lot of his throws are big-time touch throws. And they're so hot right now offensively, and they have a running game. They have an offensive line, so they've got some balance there that they're on one of these rolls where they can't do anything wrong on offense. Now, sometimes you can hit a wall, and in a game, all of a sudden, you miss some balls, drop some balls. The other team forces you to sit on the bench with time possession. It becomes a different game. But you look at what they did against Tennessee. Tennessee's game plan was to run the ball.
Yep.
Well, the Green Bay comes out and scores right away. They're scoring too fast right now and getting ahead of everybody. And I've been in situations in Washington where we had some dynamic offensive performances and then came back and it wasn't so dynamic in the next game. The thing about the Bucs is the Bucs are hurting a little bit on defense. They're not stopping the run, but they get Vita Vea back. That might solve that problem. But their secondary is very vulnerable.
Chris doesn't
like the
secondary.
They can't hold up against the passing attack of the Packers.
I was shocked at how well they played Sunday against New Orleans.
Well, Drew Brees was wearing a Buccaneers jersey, kept throwing the ball to him.
I think what you had Sunday is you had a quarterback who can't throw deep,
right,
and they didn't respect it, so they got up and they pressed them nose-to-nose with a lot of receivers who don't get great separation. Thomas is a great player, but not a separator. He's a size guy who catches the ball, see? So they outmatched him. Green Bay has better receivers, I think, including the tight end position. So that's a tough matchup for him there.
Do you like Green Bay this weekend or Tampa?
I'm terrible on predictions. I'm going to go with Tampa, not because of Brady. I just think that even the weaknesses in the defense, I think their defense is better. And I think they'll run the ball and be very efficient. And at some point, Rodgers is going to – I mean, he's got a highlight reel in every game. I don't know if you can keep doing that every game. I mean, the guy's been phenomenal. There's no question about it.
I'm glad you say you sticking with your being terrible on predictions. So I think you're right.
That was actually a good pick, Charlie.
That's a terrible one. Let's ask one more thing about Patrick Mahomes and the concussion and the protocol. And I mean, we see in Vegas, Charlie, if Mahomes doesn't play, the Chiefs are underdogs. And if he plays, they're the favorites. What do you expect from him? Do you expect him to play? And can the Chiefs still win?
Obviously, I don't know if he's going to play. I saw a report tonight said that he was going to be on the field, but still in concussion protocol. So it probably means he's not going to practice. I have no idea. I think that if he doesn't practice all week, he'll still start. Okay. If he plays, I think they have a better than average chance to win. But Buffalo's defense is going to be pretty solid. Buffalo's weakness is running the ball. I don't see Kansas City sticking with the run. That's not in their DNA. They're a disciplined defense. Their weakness, like I said, is against the run. I don't think Kansas City will do that. I think the thing with if Henny has to play, and if you take away the deep ball, they're going to struggle to win the game. They really are. I don't think you can mask Henny that much. Against, you know, a team like Buffalo.
They barely did it for what? How long? A quarter and a half. They can't do it for four quarters. I'm with you. All right, Charlie, great stuff. Great stuff as always. We appreciate the time.
It.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you guys later now.
Yep, all right. Okay, this should serve as a teaching moment for every man that works in the world of sports. We'll get into that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Call in 6:35-ish. You can trash Pacific, 9:35-ish Eastern. You can trash anyone anything in the world of sports. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you will save a bundle on your car insurance. All right.
Hey, Chris.
Yep.
Go get farmed. Okay. What?
Oh, that was Farmers actually one of your better ones.
That's going to be good. Watch. Farmers
that's in your top
call,
four.
And they're going to say, you know what? We like what Rob said. Go get farmed.
Either watch. That or can you don't tell, ever do that again.
Or they'll pull the sponsorship and blame me.
Rob, what is going on in baseball, man? I'm not going to paint up the whole sport with a broad brush, but my goodness, the New York Mets just fired GM Jared Porter, what, a month after hiring him? I mean, in fact, yes, a month after hiring
him. They
haven't
even played a
right?
game. He couldn't even get into it like the Mets play a game. They got this new trillionaire owner, Chris, making moves, right? He got this great new job. And 4 years ago, 5 years ago, he's sending, right, 2016.
GM, yes, Jared Porter.
He's sending blank picks to a reporter who, if you've
a
seen.
A female reporter.
Right.
Yes.
And if you've seen the Texas, Chris, she's not responding. She's not into this at all. Like, it's not like she's not leading them on. Hey, send me something. None of
he
that.
He sent her 62 straight. Without her answering back.
Yes, this is what I'm saying. Right. She's not involved in this. And even after all that, Chris, he still sends lewd pictures. What is he thinking?
I don't get it. I don't get it. I mean, you shouldn't do that to anybody.
Right.
But a reporter, she could have turned around and written about it the next day.
Right, that's your phone number with those texts, Chris. You can't deny. Oh, the dog had my phone. Right?
Right. Yeah. This is terrible, man. And let this be a lesson to people. It shouldn't even take all this. Rob, you never know. Like, you can't do this, man. I wonder if he was concerned about this when he got the job. That this could come back to haunt him.
You know what? Yeah. I mean, he probably thought, well, nothing's happened all these years. You know, like a little sense of feeling secure, like this
right.
is water under the bridge. Who knows what happened to that chick, the reporter. She was from another country, Chris, and she went back home, right? She's tried it a couple of years in the States.
Right.
And then went back and probably thought it went back with her. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, he probably thought he was in the clear.
Yeah, ESPN had talked to her a year later in 2017, and she didn't want to, didn't really want to talk about it, didn't want to, move forward with it. So, yeah, he might have thought he had gotten away with it, but, man. But, hey, the Mets obviously doing the right thing. They probably didn't have a choice, but they're still doing the thing.
No, they had to, and they said they have zero tolerance.
Right.
Because we remember, Brett Favre had an incident, too, with the Jets.
Yeah, but he could throw a football. That's the difference.
Right. He was still a star player. No, you're
they
right.
They didn't get rid of him.
He's not just a portly GM, right, who can't play.
I just don't understand it, Rob. I don't know what the dude was thinking. I do not know what
the
guy was
thinking. Is that
the
way you get chicks now? You got to flash some skin, Alex? Is that
well,
how
he says
them?
That wasn't goes. Him. He says that wasn't him.
It wasn't
well,
him?
Alex was flashing his skin on Instagram.
I know. Alex had... His, if he had on any more material, he would have had on a bikini. That's how little he had on.
Those were panties in a bunch. Keep it locked.